Should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options.
So electrified looks different for everyone.
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified diversified.
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hi there, and welcome to The Atlantic's Daily Idea. Today, the people who steal grapes. Agriculture is a tough industry. Farmers have to grapple with the unpredictability of weather and backbreaking labor. And there's another problem that the industry must deal with: banditry. An owner of one vineyard woke up in 2018 to realize his entire crop of grapes, worth about $50,000, had vanished overnight. Grape heists have been a big problem around the world, but just about any type of farm that grows what's known as high-value produce is susceptible to theft. In New Zealand, one pair of thieves were recently caught running away with a haul of avocados, valued at over $4,000. In Spain, police found bandits who had stolen nearly 9,000 pounds of citrus. These thefts may sound ludicrous. Even crops like grapes and avocados are relatively cheap and seemingly difficult to steal. But one reason that crops are so vulnerable to theft is that food plucked from the dirt is virtually untraceable. And there may also be a tendency to regard fruits and vegetables as something less than private property, since they come from the earth. There may be more expensive items around to steal, but that hasn't made agricultural banditry any less appealing for some thieves. Thanks to Renee Chun for the story. For more stories from The Atlantic, add us to your smart speaker. To learn more about The Atlantic's Daily Idea, visit theatlantic.com/dailyidea.